If you don't, best beware. I'll milk it from you. I don't care. Knock, knock, it's Halloween. But when you open the door, you don't expect a real, live witch to be at the threshold. Her wide-brimmed hat covers half of her pale face, jet black hair jutting from the sides. Her long fingers tap against the gnarled wood of her broom, her bare, painted black toes peeking from the hem of her dark robes. You see, she has all the ingredients she needs for a powerful magic potion. A thumbnail clipping from a giant's hand, the eye crust of a temperate bridge troll, a single pubic hair of a virgin redhead, and a drop of blood from one born of incest. But there is one ingredient missing, and it is the most important. The seed of a man made erect by the sight of the witch's own feet, stroked with her soft soles and squeezed by her skilled toes. Now, which house should I try next? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, sees a zombie by the toe. If it wails, best let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Lights on. Let's hope this one can get hard for a pair of pretty feet. Just one final ingredient, and my potion will be ready for brewing. Oh, hello there, young man. Well, not so young. Definitely younger than me. I wonder, would you rather a nasty old trick or a treat most delicious? You don't have any candy left? Oh, there is candy. Trust me. Just not in a place you would think. I want a different type of sweet. One a little salty and bitter. A kind that can only be extracted from the most intimate part of a mortal man. A man like you. This is no costume. I really am a broom-riding, spell-flinging, potion-brewing witch. And there's a special ingredient I need from you, and it needs to be taken in a very specific way. Oh no, it won't hurt my mortal dear. It may even feel good if you let it. The ingredient I need from you is, well, I'll just quote my instructions from the brewing list. The seed of a man made erect by the sight of the witch's own feet, stroked with her soft soles and squeezed by her skilled toes. You have no idea how hard it is to find a man willing to get hard over my pretty little feet. And here I thought the foot fetish was the most common of them all. Fuck me, right? So, are you the foot pervert I've been searching for? Do you like the way my toes look, poking from the hem of my robes? Does it arouse you so? Or do I need to show you a bit more? Perhaps my soles will make the blood rush to your cock. I like to use my broom for more than just flying. Sometimes it makes a seat in times a seat is needed. See? Now I can lean back and show you the most intimate part of my feet. My soft, smooth, wiggly toes and smooth soles. Ah, do you like, mortal? I think that you do. That bulge is undeniable. Seems the first step is done. Now come. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me your heart meat to beat. If you don't, best watch out, I'll do my best to coax it out. What is it about this so-called spooky holiday that brings out the cheer in me? I guess Halloween is like Christmas for witches. So the next step is to stroke your cock with the soles of my feet. No, you just stay still. I'll unleash you with my magic. Oh, never have I seen such girth on a mere mortal. Normally, I have to summon an incubus just to get stretched out the way I love. So, you must really love the form of a female foot. Well, that's good. Your secretions will make for a powerful ingredient. Here we go. How does that feel? Are my soles nice and warm on your cock? Judging by the way it twitches, I'd say yes. Even pre-cum, beads at the tip already. Yum. Too bad I can't taste it. Just know that I want nothing more than to lean in with my feet still on your cock and lick that silky liquid from your head. You're imagining it right now, aren't you? Maybe I'll come back to you if I ever need a single drop of pre-cum from the cock of a man aroused by a pair of sexy feet on his cock. Here, I'll put my feet together like this. Now you can slide in between my rather high arches. Go on, I know you want to. Yes. Thrust your hips. Use my soles like a fuck toy. Use them to get off. Give me that thick, warm, male concoction. Or should I say concoction? Emphasis on the cock. I love the way you pump. I love the way your foreskin folds over as you pull back, squeezing out a fresh drop of pre-cum. Then it peels across your pink head as you push through my grip and smooth soles. Oh, I think that's enough of my soles. It's time for my skilled toes to finish the job. I've got my potion vial ready. You can unload into this. I hope it's big enough, but judging by the size of your balls, the girthiness of your engorgement, I'd say it's gonna be a thick one. Are you a shooter? Okay, well, you must get it all in. Not a drop can be wasted. I know how much you probably want to come on my face or some other degrading shit, but no. Save that for your pathetic little mortal girls. Now, my toes. How's that? How do you like my long, smooth toes? Feeling them wrapped around you? They almost don't make it. Now, just stay still and I'll do the stroking. Pump that thick dick with my toes. Yes. Shouldn't take too long now. You're throbbing so much. I know you're holding back, but try not to. I need your seed to finish my potion. I don't have time to waste on your pleasure. Come for me, mortal. Let my toes extract your life-giving seed. Though the potion I'm making is far from beneficial to life as one can get, but hey, at least it's going to some good use, right? What do I mean by that? Oh, it's nothing you should concern your pretty little self with. Just focus on my feet and the way my toes run up and down the length of your cock, squeezing, my heels caressing your balls with each delicate pump. Fuck, how my cauldron boils. Your cock inside my cunt would feel fucking amazing. Just imagine, in the moment that you were about to come, if I stopped using my toes, stood up, turned around, hiked up my robes, and guided your thick cock into my pussy, how hard would you explode? Wouldn't that be ghoulish of me? Just thinking about it. Fuck. You wouldn't mind if I touched myself while I jerked you off with my toes. The instructions didn't say not to. No, of course not. Bloody robes. Maybe I'll just... effervescent. Oh, ah, that's much better, and a much better view of you, mortal. How do I look? Wet, soaked, sopping? Oh, I wonder why that could be. Yes, fuck, you made me so wet with how hard you are for my feet. Oh, yes, it's good. So bloody good. You're gonna come now. Fuck, I haven't even started. Oh, here we go. Here we go, into the vial. Let's use my toes to squeeze it all out. Oh, dark gods below, such powerful spurts. Oh, that's it. Keep coming. Let my toes bring it all out. Oh, fuck. It's filled to the brim. And it's so warm to the touch, too. Oh, you did well, little mortal man. You gave me exactly what I wanted, and you got to get off. Thanks to my skilled feet. Well, I better go get brewing. Try not to get hard again as you watch my bare ass fly away.